927 4CC. Well, there's a new app designed by the Queensland government to simplify the COVID-19 check-ins at hospitality venues. It's been launched. I thought I'd get a hold of our state member, Minister Glenn Butcher. Hey, mate. Great news.
Hey, g'day. Hey, Hammer. Yeah, it is good news. That, you know, it's certainly one of those things that has been one of the frustrations, I guess, with, you know, the check-ins at restaurants and bars and clubs and the like.
Mm-hmm.
So this app that we've developed and get starting to roll out as of yesterday will make it a whole lot simpler. Basically, what it is, it's our own app that once you hit that code, QR code, when you hit the venue, basically fills in all of your details and you just walk straight in, basically, once you've got the tick. So a whole lot easier. It's going to be so much better for local businesses, and hopefully we can get people into these restaurants and having a feed and a beer before they know it.
Yeah. Now, if I go to one place, check in there, can I go to the other place and it'll automatically fill out for me?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, part of the rollout, though, Hammer, is that most of these businesses here in Queensland need to change their QR codes and get on with this one. It's a free one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the businesses that now have QR codes and check-ins and all that have to pay for it.
Yes.
This one is that the government's rolling out will be free to them, and all it will be is a case of once you've got that app and once you've done the initial details put in, I think it's pretty simple. I think it's just your name, your phone number and your email address. Once that's locked into your app on your phone and the business is lined up with it, you'll be able to just go bang straight away and it's in. So we're just asking all local businesses to have a look at it. I know that the Minister for Small Business certainly will have this getting information out to all of these businesses, not only in Gladstone, right throughout Queensland. And no matter where you go around the state, as long as they've got that code set up and you tap on it, off you go. No problem at all.
Good. I'm sure, mate, just about every business is going to get this. That needs the app.
Certainly, yeah. You know, I in my travels, you know, I obviously need the app for a bit because of where I am or what I do. And you just see the frustration of some people because they're all different. Some are really simple to do and some will do the automatic pre-fill. But a lot of them, you know, some of them ask for your state, how long are you going to sit there for, you know, what's your date of birth, all this sort of stuff. And you just don't know where that data's going. So this is a simple thing just with your name, your phone number and your email. It goes into the state has a special thing set up that can't be accessed by anyone. And off you go. Once you tap it, you're straight in. So
yeah, just quickly with that, you don't know where the information is going to. This is going to, I can see it happening, but it is a way of the future. There's going to be some resistance to this because other people are saying, oh, it's just another way for the government to get all our details.
I mean, this one, we certainly don't, there's no access. It's the concern that we have had is that other places, you don't know where that detail's going and who's collecting that data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can go to somewhere overseas. It can go to some of these places that just collect the data and then on-send it. This is 100% government secured. We will not be looking at it. You know, we're not like a federal agency that collects this sort of stuff. This will go into a bank and just stay there, but just to be used by the app. So the Premier's made that quite clear, that we want to make sure that we hold that data here in Queensland so people don't get these scams and these rip-offs selling your information and using it for you know, to flood your phone with stuff that you don't want.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, the app's called Check In Queensland or Check In QLD. Just go to the App Store and download it. It's going to make life a lot simpler.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the more people get on board with it, the more people demand it when they go and check in. I think, and as I said, it's a matter of a couple of hours for the business to get it set up themselves and change the QR codes and print it out,
mm-hmm.
And then put them up at their restaurants and their pubs and clubs and wherever else you need to check into. And it'll make life so much easier for everyone, I think.
Yeah. Okay, Butch, we'll catch up again later in the week too, eh?
Will do, mate. No drama at all.
Thank you. There's our state member for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher. That app again is Check In QLD. Just go to the App Store, download it. It's going to make life a lot simpler. 4CC.